The August 21st solar eclipse was one of the most watched and studied astronomical events in history. Western North Carolina was a great place to do both. I got to spend the day at Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute outside of Brevard. The former NASA tracking station hosted a day of stellar science for the public. It's shortly after 9 on the morning of the eclipse, and a steady flow of scientists, amateur astronomers, and visitors make their way onto the grounds of the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute, a former NASA tracking station turned science education center tucked in the Pisgah National Forest just outside of Brevard.
We need to take chairs.
If you want to sit down.
Okay. Don Klein is perched on a hill answering questions and taking it all in.
I'm Don Klein, and I'm president of Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute, which we pronounce as a southern pronunciation, Perry.
Klein has been preparing for this day ever since he acquired the 200-acre campus 20 years ago.
And I knew back when we acquired the site back then that there would be a solar eclipse coming over. And today is the day that that is occurring.
An exciting day and an important one for scientists because Perry just happens to have a huge collection of telescopes, including giant radio telescopes.
We at Perry are the first ever radio observatory to be in the path of a total solar eclipse.
That's Perry science educator Levy Moran, who says the eclipse offers a great chance to study the brightness temperature of the sun's outer atmosphere, called the corona, and unlike optical telescopes, clouds don't matter.
Radio waves are the biggest of the wavelengths, and so they move through clouds as if they don't exist, because to the radio waves, they don't.
A good thing, because right around noon, clouds started to move in. Outside the visitor center, a planting ceremony was underway.
Today is a very special tree.
Going into the ground was a second-generation moon tree, a sycamore grown from seeds taken on board the Apollo 14 mission to the moon by astronaut Stuart Roosa in 1971. Roosa's daughter Rosemary helped plant the tree.
So I hope this tree inspires everyone.
Inside the visitor center, there were presentations by NASA scientists and educators.
All right, another question is, why does the moon appear to be almost the same, fit perfectly over the sun? You know, that's what's going to happen today, right? The reason is that from our perspective, they're the same size.
As totality time drew near, crowds moved into their viewing spots. Many perched on an overlook dubbed Optical Ridge. Buncombe County Representative Brian Turner was there with his daughter Eleanor.
And it has such a tremendous history going back to the Apollo missions, and it's just this little jewel sort of tucked up here in the mountains.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I've never seen anything like this, and I'm very excited.
There was all kinds of eclipse science underway on the campus below. NASA launched kites to measure weather changes, and students from Lenoir Ryan University joined 50 other teams across the country, including Southwestern Community College, in a massive eclipse ballooning project, sending helium balloons equipped with cameras to capture the eclipse from the edge of space.
3, 2, 1, launch!
Finally, it was time for totality.
You can see the shadow coming over the hill.
It's getting close.
Oh, barely see it.
And while the clouds stole most of the show, like the radio telescopes, the crowds here didn't seem to care, and they cheered as the temperature dropped and the skies darkened.
Okay, temperature's going down.
Yeah.
When it started to get so dark, and I was so excited. I was practically jumping up and down.
So was Perry's Levy Moran.
We were getting sort of like bits and pieces through our radios of the updates of what was going on. So,
like the guys back down?
Yeah, the guys down with the giant dishes. Yep. So we saw a little bit of rotation from the sun. We saw a couple of things changing as the moon was moving in front of it. So it was really, 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 really cool.
Cool corona observations that scientists will now begin to analyze with the hopes of uncovering new information that will help them better understand this giant star. At the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute in Rosman, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
It's
out
just a hair of the sun now.
Lightning detector is clear. Lightning detector is clear.
Where'd it go?
If only the sky was.
Where'd it go?
No, it's so very little in the clouds. It's not burning.
Wow.
How
dark it got already. Wow.
We're inside our 1 minute.
Look at
the getting dark.
Just as I said, it started to tone down.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy.
So you need to look for stars through the various holes you can see.